I'm going to read in the writings of Rabash.
Sefer Rabash, Bet, Amud, 1020.
Rabash, what does it mean that all the sins are atoned for? Rabash, Volume 4, page 471. What does it mean that by the unification of the Creator and the Shekhinah, all the iniquities are atoned? Rabash, the writings of Rabash, Volume 4. What does it mean that by the unification of the Creator and the Shekhinah, all iniquities are atoned? We're going to begin on page 472.
Can we see it on the screens?
Paragraph, it is known. It is known that all the iniquities come through the will to receive for oneself. That is, since all creations come from Malchut, called will to receive, which is the core of creation, called creation, existence from absence, this lack, where the creatures yearn to receive delight and pleasure in order to satisfy their deficiency, comes from the desire in Malchut. As we learn, since the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations, and pleasure and delight are measured by the intensity of the deficiency and yearning for the matter, to that extent they can enjoy when attaining the matter. For this reason, Malchut was created, who contains the full measure of the deficiency for the light and the abundance that the Creator wants to impart upon the creatures. This Malchut is the general will to receive. That is, we must say that to the extent of the delight and pleasure that he wanted to impart upon the creatures, to that extent he created the desire for that light. In the words of the Ari, this is called Ein Sof, no end, or infinity. In order not to have the matter of the bread of shame while receiving the pleasure, there was a correction called Tzimtzum, a restriction, and concealment. We are in page 473 in volume 4 of the writings of Rabash, where the delight and pleasure shine only to the extent that they can aim in order to bestow. For by this, the matter of shame will be corrected. And so was the order in Kedusha, holiness, that they will never receive more than the amount they can aim in order to bestow. However, after that correction come more things. That is, something new took place, namely the breaking of the vessels, when there was a mingling of the will to receive for oneself with Kedusha, because of which the vessels broke. Also, there was a matter of the sin of the tree of knowledge, which caused holy sparks to fall into the klipot, shells, or peels. It follows that the breaking of the vessels and the sin of the tree of knowledge caused the creatures that come after, that the will to receive receives its sustenance from Abia of Klipa, singular of Klipot. This is as it is written in the introduction to the book of Zohar, and in order to mend that separation which lies on the kli, vessel of the souls, he created all the worlds and separated them into two systems, which are the four worlds Abia of Kedusha, and opposite them the four worlds Abia of Tum'ah, impurity. And he imprinted the desire to bestow in the system of Abia of Kedusha, removed the will to receive for themselves from them, and placed it in the system of the worlds of Abia, of the worlds Abia of Tum'ah. Because of this, they have become separated from the Creator and from all the worlds of Kedusha. It therefore follows that as long as one has not emerged from the governance of the will to receive for himself, it makes him sin, meaning be separated from the Kedusha. That is, through the iniquities, a person grows farther from the Kedusha and is drawn into the Klipot. Hence, it extends from this that each of the created beings causes, through his sin, separation at the root of his soul in Malchut of Atzilut, who is the collection of all the souls, which is why Malchut is called the Assembly of Israel, who is the Malchut of Kedusha, to be separated from the Kedusha. This is regarded as a person causing, through his sin, the descent of Kedusha into the Klipa. It follows that this is regarded as causing at the root of his soul separation between the Creator and the Shechinah, divinity. This means that Malchut is not in equivalence of form with Zeranpin. Zeranpin is called the giver, the Creator, and Malchut is the receiver, the opposite of the giver. That is, all the sins come only from a person wanting to satisfy his will to receive for himself. It follows that he causes separation above at the root of his soul, which is in Malchut. When a person repents, what is the repentance that a person takes upon himself? It is a person says that from now on he will do everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, meaning that all his actions will be in order to bestow, which is called equivalence of form. It follows that through repentance, he causes the root of his soul, Malchut, to also be only in bestowal, like Zeranpin, who is the giver, called the Creator. This is called the unification of the Creator and the Shechinah. That is, as the Creator is the giver, likewise Malchut, who is called the Shechinah, works in order to bestow. Naturally, the Creator can bestow upon Malchut, and then the abundance extends downward. It follows that through the sin, a flaw was made above, which caused separation. Now, through the repentance, the separation has been corrected and unification was made. This is considered that through the unification, the iniquities, meaning the corruptions he caused by his actions, were corrected. By this we can interpret what is written, "Return, O Israel, unto the Lord your God." What does "unto the Lord your God" mean? It is known that the Lord is called Zeranpin, which is the quality of mercy, namely a giver. Your God is judgment, meaning Malchut, who is the will to receive, on whom there was a tzimtzum and judgment, that it is forbidden to use the will to receive without a correction of the masach, screen, called in order to bestow. Since Israel's sin caused Malchut to move away from Zeranpin, who is called the giver, since all the sins come from the will to receive for himself, it follows that there is judgment on Malchut. Hence, we must repent to the extent that Malchut will draw near to Zeranpin, which is called equivalence of form and dvikut. In other words, as Zeranpin gives, so will Malchut acquire such a correction, whereby repenting, when we say that henceforth all the actions will be in order to bestow, which is called rachamim, mercy, like Zeranpin, it follows that repentance causes Malchut, who is called the quality of judgment prior to the correction, to become rachamim, mercy, after the correction, like Zeranpin. By this we can interpret return, O Israel, meaning that the repentance that a person should make is to make Malchut, who is called your God, the quality of judgment, become the Lord, which is mercy. This unification corrects all the corruptions that the iniquities caused, creating remoteness between the Creator and the Shekhinah. It follows that through this unification, all the iniquities have been atoned. According to the above, we should interpret what we asked. Why does the atonement of iniquities depend on the connection of two worlds called Zeranpin and Malchut? As said above, by repenting, to the extent that the Lord will be your God, meaning by causing unification, meaning equivalence of form between Malchut and Zeranpin, the corruption that is done through the iniquities which caused separation between Malchut and Zeranpin, by committing iniquities with the will to receive, will be corrected. Because we must believe the words of our sages, who said that each one, through his iniquities, causes separation at the root of his soul in Malchut, that the separation is done means that he brings the Kedusha down to the Klipot. It follows that by correcting and repenting, and saying that henceforth everything will be in order to bestow and not to receive for oneself, now this causes what he had corrupted at his root to reconnect with the Kedusha, meaning it becomes a giver, like Zeranpin. It follows that through the iniquities, there was departure of the abundance, since there was a separation between the receiver and the giver, meaning between Zeranpin and Malchut, and now it has reunited. This is the meaning of the words, when the desire and the unification are revealed, the two worlds, Zon, connect together and are assembled together. One is Zeranpin, to open the treasure and bestow, and one is Malchut, to gather and collect the abundance into her. And then, for behold, the kings assembled. The meaning is that once the unification between the giver and the receiver has been done through the repentance, for the receiver to receive everything in order to bestow, it follows that through equivalence of form, the giver can give to the receiver.